Continue Bezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Pei, Hilchus Shabbos, Sif Yudches, Mashke Kofi. You have a kofi sheyesh, betachtos a kofi mamish shu psoilus. If you have on the bottom of the cup of coffee sediment, v'ken shamashke, or other beverages, sheyesh betachtos soy, that you have on the bottom of the cup, shmorim, a shu psoilus sediment, or other impurities, shmarnoi, so when you pour that cup or that bottle, tzrichon zor shleilaris kol atzol, that you shouldn't pour out all of the good beverage. You should leave some of the good liquid together with the bad, with the sediment. Because if you're going to completely separate the good from the bad, then you're going to have a situation of boiler. And therefore, in a situation where the sediment is mixed into the actual drink, you again have to be careful not to pour it out in a way that you're separating the good from the bad. The chol of shahamad, if somebody put out milk and cream formed on the top, also look like mashanikra, mashal malam, the fat that the cream that forms on the top may not be skimmed off, and nikra shemenet, which is called a shemenet, rak mashatarach lechel eta, only what you need to eat right now. The gambzeh, and even when you're taking off that cream, yizar shleika chakol, you shouldn't take it off all. Leave some together on the bottom. When, however, you're actually eating, as you're eating, so let's say you're eating a soup that has vegetables in it, and you only want to eat the liquid and not the vegetables, that is not considered breira, that's considered derech achila. If a fly, an ant, fell into something you're eating or drinking, don't just take out the ant. Take out with the ant some of the food or some of the liquid, again, to avoid the problem of breira. Sif chaval. If somebody has to grind pepper or salt, in order to put into your food, you could grind them with the bottom of a knife, with the handle of the knife, al shulchan, not with a grinder. So we have to make, according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, two differences. You have to use the bottom of a knife, which is not a grinder, and you should crack it on the table itself, not in a place where normally you grind it into. However, if your salt clumped up and now you just want to unclump it, that's not called teichen, and that you may do. And the same thing is if anything that you eat for whatever reason got clumped together, to separate it and to grind it into making it into granulated again is okay. One may not cut onions, v'shayi rokas, or vegetables, ella dafka samach l'suda, only right before the meal. V'gam az, and even then when you're cutting them right before you eat, loy nichatchem dak ma'oid, they should not be cut into very fine pieces. When we speak about onions, we're talking about only gedulei karka, something that grows from the ground. But something that doesn't grow from the ground, meat, fish, eggs, there is no iser of teichen. They may be cut into smaller pieces. However, if you have a mixture of something that grows from the ground together with something that does grow from the ground, then we have, and what grows from the ground is the majority, then you have to be machmer. Furthermore, if something is not edible until you cut it into small pieces, it makes no difference what kind of a food it is, you're not going to make it into small pieces. Furthermore, it has to be samach l'suda. The definition of samach l'suda right before the meal is, as we said in our previous shiurim by Beurer, it has to be in the time that you're already preparing the next meal, As long as it's being done for the next meal, and that's the way it's going to be edible by the next meal, that's when it's mutter. And also the pieces should be bigger than they normally are. If you're making a salad, the pieces of vegetables should be larger than they're normally normal. There are those that say that as long as it's that big that you need to chew it, it can't just be swallowed, that's already considered a big piece. Others are always machmer to make it larger than during the week. And this, I saw, the Paiskim suggest, could be very subjective, because there are some people that are able to eat very small pieces, and therefore just making them a little larger than normal is considered a shinui. But there are some people that always have to have bigger pieces. And people who have to have always a bigger piece, that on Shabbos, their piece has to be bigger than during the week. Cutting something into slices or into wedges is not considered an act of teichin. Sifcha Beis, Dovah Shemelech Poibay L'Rakakoy, something that salt makes it softer, or L'Hofik Charifuso, to take off the sharpness, Osul Malchoy, that you're not allowed to salt on Shabbos, V'Shem Da'avika Ma'abed. It's like Ma'abed, you're making something usable. And L'Kayt Osul Malach Malafafoynim, one may not salt cucumbers, Chayin, raw cucumbers, or Kayt Snoin, radish, or Betzalim, onion, Osul Malach Mahem, even you may not salt, Afil Masha Tzarech Lois Soda, even what you're going to eat immediately. The only way they could be eaten with salt is matbe melech chaticham. Put each piece in, just dip the piece that you're about to eat into salt, and then oichel, and then you're going to eat it that way. Avo beim ubatzer, egg and meat mevushel kiyotz behem, she'en amelech moilehem, that there the purpose of the salt is just to give el shit by tam melech, just to give it taste. Mutal la'ochlam, Malchim Lachlan by Susuda, they may be salted if the purpose of your salting is that you should be able to eat it by that meal. Aval Lanichim Susuda Cheres, to salt them with the purpose of putting it away for the next meal, that would be a usur. When you have a mixture, a salad that has different types of vegetables, some are the type of vegetable that you may not salt, and some are the type of vegetables that you may salt. The halacha is you should only eat it the way we just described. You shouldn't salt a lot of beans and peas. Salting softens them up. And therefore, even if your purpose is to eat them immediately, it would be asr. Lettuce, kshumal, fafoinim, cucumbers, the came shamina tapulum shoisim bitsong kadoima, different types of dips that are made from onion, mutal machan samach lasuda, that can be salted right next to the meal. Shekivin shenosin latoich miyat shem v'chaimitz, because the way they're prepared is you don't just leave the salt. We also put their oil and vinegar, machlishin kaimel chamelech, so that causes that the salt should not be so effective. But to salt them and then leave them before you add the oil and the vinegar and the dressing, that would be usur. And again, the Paiskim suggested not to use too much salt, because if you use a lot of salt, then the oil and the vinegar don't have that ability. Sif Chav Hei, Isabana Shach B'Michel, this Rabbeinu, which is one of the Malachas on Shabbos, a building that the halach is also implies on Shabbos. Kigon HaMegabim Gavina, if you make cheese, you make from the curdles into hard cheese, from milk into hard cheese, or mat bekperis, or you put fruit together, or mashvayisim sheyofen, you make them that they should be nice. Lekein kishchoytem betzolim embeya, where you cut onions with eggs, oyim chalev midag meluach, or with herring fish, yesh lezor. You have to be careful when you prepare these dishes, shloi lashvoysam, liapoysam, not to make them look very nice. Alinichin kumashem, leave them the way they are. There's a question that the Paiskim discuss. May one use a scoop to scoop out ice cream or onions, onion salad on Shabbos? Most of Paiskim say that you may use a scoop. because your main purpose in using the scoop is not to make a certain shape to the food. Your main goal is really to make, just to help you get the food out of the container, and therefore it's not considered an act of binyan. When you rinse dishes in hot water, don't pour the hot water on the dish. Have the water in a different vessel, and then put the kalim into there. Because the reason you're not allowed to pour boiling water on the dish is that there's food and oil accumulated on that dish. The halacha is, in that case, the concern is that you're cooking that food on or making that food into edible. You're melting the food, and that oil may not be done on Shabbos. But if there's really not a significant amount of leftover food on those dishes, you rinse those dishes first, then you don't have this concern. Furthermore, when you're washing dishes, don't wash them with a towel. Just use a piece of material that is meant for that purpose. It's a type of piece of material that you have no interest in squeezing out the liquid. And moreover, you should try that to have a situation where the dishes are not that wet. If they're not that wet, you're not going to make the piece of material that wet from using it for drying, that you may squeeze out liquid from it. Moreover, if you have a vessel, a cup, that has a very narrow mouth, and when you put something into it to dry, it's certainly going to squeeze out any liquid in that towel, then you shouldn't dry it that way. You shouldn't dry it in a way that you're going to certainly cause the liquid will come out of the towel. Furthermore, if it's you're not really drying a lot of dishes, and therefore even if you're going to use a towel, it's just not going to be enough water accumulated that there's going to be a concern of schita, of squeezing out the liquid from that towel, then you're allowed to use the towel under all circumstances. When you're washing a glass vessel, don't use something like steel wool or any type of material which will cause it to be polished, to shine. What you're allowed to do on Shabbos is you're allowed to wash dishes, but to polish something, even in a permissible fashion, that is usur, that's an uvda d'chol. You're not allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos. Ela oisin shetrich on Shabbos, only those that you need for Shabbos. Din tefilas kelim b'Shabbos v'yontav ayin le'el soif simulam zayim. Washing dishes on Shabbos, one should always be thinking about avoiding a tirchi yaseira, or doing it in a way that's complicated. You're allowed to technically wash dishes Friday night for the Shabbos meal that you need those dishes, even though you have other dishes that you could use for the Shabbos morning meal. If you want to use the dishes that you use Friday night, then you're allowed to wash them Friday night. And you also need not be so particular to wash only exactly the amount of dishes that you're going to need Shabbos morning. Furthermore, if you're washing dishes, not because you need those dishes at another time on Shabbos, but you're washing those dishes because you're concerned that if you're going to leave the dirty dishes, it could cause a bad smell, it could cause ants or other things, flies to come to the house, and you need to have a clean, and you want to, and need to have a clean home, that is enough of a reason to be allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos.